It's Thursday, February 16th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Managed services market sees 14% year-over-year growth in Q4 of 2022 per a progress survey. The National Cyber Director steps down and the new cybersecurity strategy is incoming. And Akamai launches Connected Cloud and Veeam rebrands as Data Portfolio. This is the Business of Tech. Progress partners with some survey data on the health of MSPs and IT services. In their fourth quarter MSP report, more than 655 IT and MSP contracts were signed in the fourth quarter of 2022, which is up 14% year over year. I went through the slideshow to pull out the data for you. While global spending on IT and business services declined, managed services annual contract value advanced by 2% to a record $9.3 billion. Revenue in the IT managed services market is projected to reach $1.2 trillion in 2023. The market's largest segment is IT outsourcing, with a projected market volume of more than $430 billion this year. Expect revenue to support a compound annual growth rate of almost 6.9%, resulting in a market volume of $1.6 trillion by 2027. Why do we care? Now, this is a big company index survey, but I wouldn't be too quick to dismiss it for those in SMB, and I know my enterprise listeners' ears perked right up. 14% growth is solid and worth noting, but let's contrast it with the demands of high growth returns. Why do I contrast that? Because vendors will tell you how much the market loves managed services. 14% growth is a good market, not a great one. Let's put ourselves in the proper context. Wednesday was the last day for Chris Inglis as the National Cyber Director. The office grew from just him to more than 100 people during his tenure. The office is leading the writing of the next National Cybersecurity Strategy, which is expected to advocate for mandates for critical infrastructure, which would be a break from past strategies. Kemba Walden will head the office as acting director. She's been serving as principal deputy national cyber director since last summer. She's an attorney who held several cyber roles at Microsoft and also had a stint at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency as part of a decade of work at the Department of Homeland Security. Of note here as well is the timing of the release of that strategy. Some sources believe it could come this week, maybe next, or perhaps within the next few. Why do we care? Now, I'm pro the establishment of the office to focus on the cyber need nationally, so the changeover of the office is notable to me because the first time sets a lot of precedents. It's that upcoming report we also care about. Soon, we'll get a bit more insight into the next round of recommendations. Akamai has announced Akamai Connected Cloud, designed to enable cloud computing, content delivery, and security that brings applications and experiences closer to end users while providing better protection against security threats. It's based on the acquisition of Linode. The company is massively expanding its cloud capabilities by adding core and distributed sites to the underlying infrastructure backbone that powers its existing edge network. It's designed to provide developers with a distributed platform for building, running, and securing next-generation applications. The goal? Akamai hopes to build on the Linode customer base, which is mostly made up of small and mid-sized enterprise clients, by attracting some of its global scale enterprise clients into the cloud platform through its pricing model. Veeam has rebranded its products as the Veeam Data Portfolio, which come in three versions, all of which cover the entire gamut of cloud, virtual, physical SaaS, and Kubernetes applications. These range from Foundation Edition at the low end, Advanced Edition in the middle, and Premium Edition at the top. Premier Edition customers are exclusively eligible for a new Veeam ransomware warranty service, which covers the cost of data recovery from ransomware up to $5 million. Why do we care? Akamai is building a competitor to AWS and Azure, and there aren't a lot of organizations I could think of that have the infrastructure reach. There's room for multiple players, particularly if you consider the value of niches. Big players serve broad strokes, and niche players can carve out lucrative offerings. I'm certainly not calling out Akamai as niche. They're dominant in CDN. I'm just observing that you can own a subsection of a market without owning the whole thing. On Veeam, what I found notable was the software plus warranty protection. That's that trend of insurance adding to software to be a larger whole and done by the vendor rather than the IT services company. I believe this will quickly become table stakes. Know about Nodeware? Nodeware, simple and affordable, delivers truly continuous vulnerability scanning even during normal business hours. You'll get immediate alerts of network access and newfound vulnerabilities, and now can single-click access into the CVE, including directions for remediation. Save $40,000 per security admin while supporting more clients and improving your profitability. Qualify a prospect or upgrade a client with the quickest time to sale and the lowest cost of sales of any product in your portfolio. Visit nodeware.com/partners to learn more. Thanks for listening today, Fat Thursday. Who knew that was a thing? I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.